Hey guys, Brian John Spencer here. Day three of the Grand Tour of Ireland. I'm sitting with Jim Roddy here. We're in Derry. And Jim, quite an interesting character, very interesting character. And we've come across one another the last few years. And he said to me, Brian, if you're ever in Derry, give me a call. And he was one of the first people I emailed in this project. So Derry was the first notch. And Jim's been a fantastic host. Anyway, Jim started off as a firefighter, then chief executive of Derry City Football Club, and then presently chief executive of the Derry City Centre Initiative Project, redeveloping the city and helping commerce. Anyway, enough of that. Jim, the first question is just tell us a little bit about yourself, growing up in Derry, and then a little bit about the history of the last sort of half century.
Well, I suppose, Brian, I'm 56 years of age. I was born in Derry in 1960. So I guess when I was 9 years of age, the Troubles really kicked off here in 1969. So most of my formative years would have been at the bad end of the Troubles, experiencing what everybody experienced at that time, and witnessing some awful things, and seeing some very good people getting caught up in things, and seeing people going to prison, seeing people dying. So the very formative years, and I guess that's led me to do the work that I do today, I suppose. Having witnessed that, I want to make sure that we don't pass this on for other people to witness it in the future. But as you say, in 1979, I joined the fire service. I was a firefighter for just under 20 years. I picked up an injury and I had to leave the fire service, and I was heavily involved in the football club at the time, so I was offered a job at the football club. I became a commercial manager, went on to be the chief executive, and I left that in 2008 and took up the position I am now as chief executive of City Centre Initiative in 2009, and I'm there today.
Yeah. Okay, and what about Derry? We had a wee tour there, thank you very much, it was fantastic. Jim took me around the walls, the bog side, is it the fountain?
Mm-hmm.
Showed me the war memorial, went over to the old naval base, isn't it? We had a look at the Peace Bridge, and we actually nipped over the border. Before we start talking about Brexit, it's a big issue, hopefully we'll talk about, just tell us a little bit about the history over the last, sort of the history of the city of the last 50 years, the sort of dynamics, the division, and where things are going now.
Well, I guess you can't talk about the city of Derry without talking about the shirt factory industry. That was the main employer of its day, and as the song very famously penned by Phil Coulter, the Turned Off So Well, talks about why the men on the dole played a mother's role, fed the children, walked the dog, the girls went out to work in the shirt factories, the mothers all worked in the shirt factories. So the decline of the shirt factory industry was a massive blow to the city, and unemployment's been very high since then.
When would that have been?
Well, I suppose it started to go down in the late 70s, but
right,
really
okay.
80s and the 90s just became decimated. But the naval base, Derry played a very important role in World War II as a naval port. The U-boats surrendered here, and lots of history with all the navies throughout the world that would have come and visited the city. So that brought with it its own sort of cosmopolitan feel, and you know, you had people from all over the world coming here, but the Troubles then knocked it all back, you know, and the city fell to its knees when the Troubles started, and after that terrible day in January 1972, Bloody Sunday, there was a massive cloud hanging over the city, and the city really only seen some of that cloud lifted after the Savile Inquiry report.
Yeah.
And the sun came out that day. I'll never forget it, that beautiful June day, and the sun came out, and everybody just had a feeling of great relief that the truth was outed, and the families got what they deserved, the true stories. Not that they always knew what the stories were, but a great healing effect on the city. And then I guess the one big thing was the opening of the Peace Bridge in June, 25th of June 2011, which joined the city that was divided together.
Yeah.
Many people said the city was divided by a river. It actually is, but But hearts and minds were also divided by that river, and with the Peace Bridge being the pedestrian bridge, now the third bridge across the Foyle, it joined the city centre right into the naval base and added to the city centre. So it's fantastic.
The term you used earlier was it was a broken city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that was quite evocative. It was like a broken limb. And
well, it was as somebody who loves this city. I would class myself very much as a dairyman before anything else. I'm a dairyman, I'm an Irishman, I live in part of the UK, and none of those things cause me any fear, but I'm a dairyman more than anything. I'm very, very passionately so. The city was broken. It was very sad to see what the city went through, and looking back on it all now, I guess it's hard when you're living through it, they really analyse it, but when you look back on it now and see how badly the city was broken. They have a peace bridge that joins the city together, and the naval base at the end became Irvington Barracks. It was a barracks where the soldiers were billeted, mm-hmm. where the soldiers left to go on the streets on Bloody Sunday. Now that's opened by a bridge that joins the city together, and that's all part of the city centre now, the public realm around there, the new businesses that are opening up there. It's just a city that's really blossoming, and it's a whole bright brand new day, as the words Phil Coulter song would say. This is a bright brand new day, and this city's going from strength to strength.
Yeah. And the other thing you said was it's more like a village. And having walked around it on my own when I was doing the painting, and then with yourself, there is a real sense of the history. It is really neat, and but at the same time, there's a real positivity. And with the insights you have given me, I can see that and where things are going. But you've played a role in that, in sort of nurturing this emergence of this new dairy. I don't know if you like the term, but I would say that you're like a staunch bridge builder. That you're going out there. We talk about staunch Republicans, staunch Unionists. We need staunch people for peace. And can you just tell us quickly? We've got just under just over 3 minutes left, and I want to talk about Brexit. Mm-hmm. Just tell us quickly about your role in the Limfield playing Derry City 2005, and then the parading issue of facilitating the Prentice boys.
Uh-huh. Well. First, the Limfield game. Limfield hadn't played in Derry in over 30 years. From Derry had left the Irish League, and in 85 Derry went back into the League of Ireland, and the history of that's well known. And Limfield had always been seen as a Protestant club from South Belfast. They bring them to the Brandyville would have been seen as a nationalist area, a Republican area of Derry. It was a pretty big thing at the time, and the chairman of Limfield, David Crawford, and myself got together over a cup of tea, and we decided we were going to give this a go. So lots of people talking, lots of politicians talking, police talking, clubs talking, people who hadn't spoken for years about doing such things, brought people together.
Mm-hmm.
I got people to know each other, which was vitally important. Mm-hmm. And when I say no, I mean no. Of course they knew each other, mm-hmm. but it's different when you're sitting down and you have to work at something and come up with ideas and help each other make things like this happen. Everybody wanted it to happen. Everybody thought it was a good idea. Yeah. And using sport as a way of bringing people together was fantastic. Yeah. So it was. We had some minor hitches during it. One or two of the buses were stolen coming out.
Yeah.
But we worked through that. But the most important thing, a Rubicon had been stepped over. A bridge had been built. And to this day, a lot of those people still are friendly and still work together. Yeah. So it was a great experience being involved in that.
Well, we'll come to Brexit later, because we only do have a minute and a half left. But quickly, just tell us about the modelling example that's been set with the Prentice boys, the arrangement for parading Derry.
Two men that take full credit for that would be Gerben Doherty and Brendan Dully, who'd done all the work on that way back in the mid to late 90s. But basically, since I've become part of the City Centre Initiative, I've sort of taken over the role probably from Brendan and worked closely with Gerben. But yes, we have meetings every time there's parades. We talk to the parade organisers, we talk to the residents, we talk to the traders, we talk to the police, and we make sure no surprises. Everybody knows what's happening, and people, you know, have moved away from tolerating each other's culture to accepting each other's culture, and that's the journey we've been on, from tolerance to acceptance. And these parades now happen in our city, and they go off without a glitch, and people come and enjoy their day, and brings far more tourists to the city now than it ever did before. And there hasn't been trouble in the city since 2011, so please God that stays the way it is at the moment. But that takes work. That work never stops. Mm-hmm. That'll go on and on for years and years and years.
Yeah.
But it's important that people feel comfortable and they can respect each other's culture.
Yeah. I think there's so much more I'd like to ask you about, like the pop-up bands,
mm-hmm.
about helping to normalise it.
Uh-huh.
And we'll talk more about it, and I'm sure I'll see you soon. But there's just 20 seconds left, uh-huh. So I want to say, everyone, thanks for listening. Thanks, Jim, for hosting me. Thanks for your contributions. Just lastly, in the last 10 seconds, where can I find you? It's at CCI Derry on Twitter.
That's it, at CCI Derry on Twitter.
Okay. Thanks, everyone, for listening. See you soon. Looking forward to day 4 in County Donegal.